The following message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, we want to just thank Monty and Sarah for allowing us to come before you today and fill the pulpit. Lord, don't let me say anything wrong. If I do say something wrong, Lord, close their ears.
Yes, amen.
But we just thank them and praise God for Monty and Sarah.
Yes.
Amen.
So
thank you for all that they do.
Yes,
also, who all was here last week?
Man.
Did y'all enjoy
that
Lamont and Sharon?
Isn't that good?
Man,
yes.
Was that not good?
So woo! Good.
And then we went and had lunch with them on Monday, and it was, we even got a little more. So, man, just every chance you get, get some. Get some word. But that's not where we're going today.
Well, one thing quickly I thought was kind of cool. In that Wren Collective song, it talks about atmosphere. And I was thinking about it, and I'd heard once, and it was so powerful that how do you change your atmosphere? It's not something you do occasionally, ever now and again. It's what we do all the time that changes our atmosphere, amen? And so that's where we can be strengthened and know that things are going to change when we choose to change our atmosphere. And if it's not kind of like we want it, praise God, we can change it, amen? And so thank you, Lord, for that.
Amen. Well, Misty prayed. Did everyone hear? She said, people full of faith.
Yes, amen. Amen.
And today, we got us a new faith vehicle.
Yeah.
We've talked about the faith vehicle in the past. Mm-hmm. Had two gauges. Mm-hmm. Peace and joy. Mm-hmm. Well, we got us an upgraded model. Our faith vehicle now has way more gauges.
Lots of gauges.
Way more gauges.
Lots of gauges.
But before we get to that, we just want to start in Romans 10, 8 through 11 in the New King James. Romans 10, 8 through 11 in the New King James. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame.
Amen.
In verse 11, we'll back up and talk about the rest of that here in a sec, but I just want to point out quickly in verse 11 in the Passion, it says, for the scripture encourages us with these words, everyone who believes in him. Some of you?
Everyone
who believes in him will never be disappointed.
Yes, amen.
I'll back that up with another scripture here in a minute, but amen. I think Misty wants to talk about that for a second.
There's always stuff to talk about with the word, but I think one of the things that's important for us to remember, our pastors are so good at reminding us, once we're born again, or that's just a word for we're saved. He says ABCs of salvation. If you're not sure what that is, if you're not sure if you've done it, talk to somebody before you leave, because that's the most important, valuable decision you'll ever make. But once you do that, and this tells us how we do it. So we believe it in our heart, right? So everybody believes something, but it's all about what we believe, okay? And what's so amazing about what we believe is we get to choose to believe it, okay? Mm-hmm. It's a choice. By faith, we choose to believe that he died on the cross for us, and he becomes our Lord and our Savior. It's a choice. And then we confess it with our mouth. We're big about confessions at the Lighthouse, amen? We have those scripture confession books. If you don't have one, if you don't have two, if you don't have one to give away, make sure you get some, because they're powerful. It's just the word that we're speaking out of our mouth. And so what's so amazing about how we get saved, everything else we do by faith comes the same way. Amen? We believe it in our heart, and we speak it with our mouth, regardless what it is. And so that's a powerful truth. And it's, I think sometimes... certain things, maybe things we learned when we were growing up, or we heard along the way, want to make it more complicated than it is. But just remember that his word is simple. Pastor Monty always says, not always easy, but it's simple. So if it becomes complicated or confusing, look for the enemy. It's not the Lord, amen? So we can boldly and confidently stand on this truth and this scripture that says, when we believe in our heart and we confess with our mouth, it's a done deal, amen? It's a done deal. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And whoever believes in him shall not be disappointed.
So good.
In Romans 4:21 in the Amplified, I am fully satisfied and assured that God is able and mighty to keep his word. So everyone who believes in him will never be disappointed. I am completely and satisfied, fully satisfied that God is able and mighty, and he will and he is able to complete his word and do what he promises. God cannot lie.
That's right.
God cannot lie.
Amen.
So he's going to do. His word says, I will not be disappointed.
The other thing is, he doesn't change. I love that about the Lord. He does not change. Things around us change. Of course we change. We're growing in the Lord, amen. We're going from glory to glory. So yes, we're changing, but he never changes. And that's such a comfort as well, because sometimes we have a hard time with change. And so knowing that he doesn't change is a blessing.
That's right. Yeah. And a word that keeps popping up is choices.
Mm-hmm.
Choices. Mm-hmm. God is the same today, tomorrow, and forever.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'm the one that usually changes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one that makes the choices.
Yes, amen. Amen.
In 2 Corinthians 5:17 in the Amplified, you notice we're in the Amplified a lot lately?
Yes.
Ladies.
That's the ladies' translation, Amplified Classic.
2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ, the Messiah, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and new has come. Amen.
So Lamont talked a little bit about identity, and we've been doing, I think we've got a couple more weeks, but it has been such a blessing for us to even to dig into the identity in Christ. And this is where we just talked about, once you're born again, that's the first step. That's the first step, praise God. Okay, well now, this is where by faith we have to believe this, whether or not we're experiencing it or seeing it or not, that when we become born again, our spirit is completely brand new. It's completely brand new. And we've been talking about it for the past few weeks in Bible study, and it's been powerful. But all of these things are based on that truth, because what happens is when I see something coming out of me that is not God, you know, it's not the Holy Spirit, or when I, then what happens is the question comes up, the enemy tries to sow doubt into us about it, like, well, hold on, if you were brand new, then why is this happening? So the thing we've got to remember, guys, is that our spirit is brand new. It's our soul that we get to work with. That's our mind, our will, and our emotions. But what's so great is we can choose at any given time to say what he says about us. And so it's so important that we identify with what he says, because when I am feeling even a negative emotion, and this is where we're going to talk about the faith vehicle.
We're almost there.
I get ahead of myself.
Yeah.
But when we have something negative come against us, because it's going to happen. Our spirit's perfect, but those things are going to happen. So we get to line up with the word and what he says about us, and we get to boldly and confidently say, you know, no, depression, that's not me. That's not who I am. Amen? Because he says, I am these things. I'm the righteousness of God. I am a completely new creation, and my new created self doesn't experience those things that are coming against us. So it's a powerful tool, and it works when we're faithful to remember to do it. Amen. That's
Amen.
The part.
So when our spirit is renewed, in 1 Corinthians 6:19 in the Amplified, 1 Corinthians 6:19 in the Amplified, do you not know that your body is the temple the very sanctuary of the Holy Spirit who lives within you, whom you have received as a gift from God. Mm-hmm. When did you receive that gift from God, the gift of the Holy Spirit?
When we were born again, when we were saved.
When we were born again, Amen. When we did Romans 10. Mm-hmm. Amen. And we were renewed spiritually. Mm-hmm. And that Holy Spirit lives within us now. Another place that backs it up is Romans 8, 10, and 11 in the New King James. Romans 8, 10, and 11. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you.
Amen.
Amen. And what is Monty's always saying, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom we are sealed for the day of redemption.
Yes. Yes.
Once we receive that download and that upgrade, mm-hmm. we are sealed until the day of redemption. Mm-hmm. And the way we know that we have the Holy Spirit in us, the way we know these things is really the way we act. It's obvious.
We know if we're being led by the Spirit, right?
We're being led by the Spirit.
We know. It's there, but are we allowing the Spirit to lead us?
So, indicators, new gauges on the dash. There's 9 of them. You've all heard them. Mm-hmm. You all know them. Mm-hmm. You all know them.
Pastor Monty was here. He'd use his fingers.
He does spirit fingers.
Yep. Oh, he's still full of jokes.
That was good. I just thought of that.
Spirit fingers.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace.
Galatians
5, 22.
22 through 24. We're getting
ahead
of ourselves.
I got excited about my spirit fingers.
He was so laughing at himself.
Right. Love you, Monty.
Yes, we do.
Love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, patience, self-control. Mm-hmm. Against such there is no law. Mm-hmm. And those who are in Christ have crucified the flesh with its passion and desires. So here's your gauges. Mm-hmm. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, patience, and self-control mm-hmm. are all gauges on your dash. But when we get operating outside of those, what happens? The warning light comes on and mm-hmm. says, look at your gauges. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how do we keep our gauges going? Mm-hmm. How do we keep our gauges full?
Yes, Paul said it in the Word. That's how we keep those gauges where they need to be, where we're not in trouble. So we have a red warning flash that comes up that says fear. We say, hold on, that's not one of the 9. We look at those and we say, they need a little, level's getting down a little bit. We're not going to make a road trip without making sure we got plenty of fuel, amen. Some people do electric. I'm not there yet. But anyway, so we're still talking fuel. but we're not going to do that. And so this is the same applies for our faith. And once we've been born again, we have a faith vehicle and we have gauges. And what's so beautiful about it, guys, is they help us. They are to help us. Just like when we are driving our vehicle across town and a warning light comes on. I don't see Chewy. Chewy deals with all kinds of warning lights. But when the warning light comes on and says fear, we can say, hold on. Or when it says anger, we can stop and say, whoa, what? That's not one of these gauges. Or, you know, this is a warning sign. Or even sadness, or, you know, severe discouragement or whatever. Fill in the blank. And so it's so wonderful how the Lord helps us with that, because He's given us everything we need in our spirit. And now we have these gauges that we can indicate what is going on. And so how do we keep those gauges full? How do we keep fear warning lights from coming on? The anger, the sadness, whatever those emotions come up. What is our attention on? What are our eyes fixed on? Mm-hmm. What are we hearing with our ears? And that song reminded me, it affects our atmosphere. So how do we know where our gauges are going to be and what's going to come out of us? How do we know if we're being spirit-led or not? This is an indication. We've got some other scriptures.
And if we're full, and if we're operating where we need to operate, everything in the normal range, mm-hmm. sometimes the warning light will come on and just go off, and we're like, whew, good. Sometimes it'll come on. We got to do a little troubleshooting. We got to look at that gauge or at that warning, say, fear. Why did that come on?
Yes,
what have I been doing? Yeah. What have I been watching?
Yeah.
What have I been hearing?
Mm-hmm.
What have I been seeing?
Mm-hmm.
That fear is able to creep in.
Mm-hmm.
You were telling me about that yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more so I can remember. I say a lot of things yesterday. I've slept since then.
So there's a warning light that says, I do not remember.
Yeah, that could be there.
But, man, we talked about so much stuff. It's a wonder we've gotten this far.
Amen. It's good stuff.
But you've got to back up.
Yes.
And start looking at the last few days, maybe the last few weeks.
Yes.
Maybe a couple of conversations.
Yes,
maybe
yes.
a couple of things someone said to you. We're always big on saying what we say, what we say, watching what we say. And we're going to get into thoughts here in a minute. But while I'm on that, you know what other people say to you? First thing you need to say is, not my thoughts. Because they don't have a clue. A lot of times what's going on with you. You need to be focused on the word, and somebody can say something, and then you start questioning what they said. Those are not my thoughts. And that's what I'm talking about. You have to troubleshoot fear. You have to troubleshoot why it came up. And I'm just using fear as an example because I think a lot of people experience fear in these days and times that we live.
Oh, man, we can hear something and instantly fear comes up, and if we're not, here's what's amazing, guys, if we're not aware and we're not watchful, then if it'll come out of our mouth. We've got scriptures. I better stop because I'm getting ahead of us. But
okay.
we're talking about the spirit, soul, and body, okay? And we know that we just read it. Our spirit is brand new. When we're in Christ, it is brand new. So we have everything we need already provided to us. Wasn't it cool last week? Lamont took Jim Ritchie's phone and said, give me your phone. You know, wasn't that a great example? Because the Lord has given us all these things already, but we keep going to him and asking him for them. So just to know and believe by faith, choose to believe by faith, we have what we need already in our spirit. It's our soul we're dealing with. That's our mind, that's our will, and that's our emotions. And so all of it is kind of affected and related, because what we see, what we hear, a lot of times will come out of our mouth, then it becomes a thought, then it becomes an emotion. Amen. And so in order to keep that progression where we need it to and keep those gauges on the normal range and avoid those warning, yeah, they're going to happen. They're going to happen. But how do we address them? What do
you
we
know,
do?
Yeah. And there's fear, sadness, oppression. Depression, anger, all kinds of warning lights going on. Hopefully they don't come on very often.
Amen.
Hopefully we're able to get to a place where we can keep our gauges in the normal operating. Does everybody know what she's talking about with the phone?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brenda said no.
Case, give me your phone.
We're going to do the example again. Yes, last week.
And as I'm going through my day, I can't call Case, but Case, give me your phone.
Yeah.
I see him later on the day. Case, give me your phone. Case, give me your phone. Case, give me your phone. He says, you already have my phone.
Yeah, already gave it to you. Amen.
So what Misty just said, everything that we need, we have.
Yes.
I already have his phone.
Yes.
I already have all the things that I need from God.
Yeah, amen.
Because I have the Holy Spirit living inside of me.
Yes, amen. 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 So I think it's important to go to this next scripture, 3 John 1:2, and it's in the Passion. Because this is what we're talking about. And we've heard this, but beloved friend, I pray that you are prospering in every way and that you continually enjoy good health just as your soul is prospering. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about our soul prospering. This is how our soul prospers, because the more we examine and we pay attention, here's a good one for you. We pay attention to what we're paying attention to. You know, that's a good way to look at it. What are we looking at? What are we listening to? What are we drawn to? What's getting our attention? Because if it's producing warning gauges on our faith vehicle, then we need to examine. We need to go back, and we need to make sure that it's going to be the Word.
That's right. And how do we operate in that normal operating mode? Is by the focus and the influences that we are taking in. Mm-hmm. And what's everybody, we say it. Mm-hmm. So in Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the
word.
So that's an input, the Word of God.
Yes.
And also we know that we're getting that input when out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That's an indicator. I guess you could say that's a good indicator light. And I'm going to say it again. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God.
So in order to keep our faith vehicle functioning and moving in the way that it's designed to move, we have to make sure that we're getting the Word, because that's how our faith comes. That's what keeps us strong. But like I said, there's indicators. We know when we need to make an adjustment, amen? We know when. I mean, I've had times, I know we can all think of times where we look back and we're like, oh, first of all, something comes out of us and we're like, man, where did that come from? And you're able to kind of trace it back and you're like, you know what? Yeah, I haven't listened to as much Word, or I haven't spoken it out of my mouth like I should or could, or I let this trouble me, amen, because we all have them. And so, and then what's so beautiful is we have a choice, and we get to say, you know what? We give this to you, Jesus. You didn't intend for us to carry it. So whatever this is that's troubling me, the weight of it, I just hand it to you in the name of Jesus. And that helps kind of keep our soul uncluttered, and it keeps our emotions and the fruit. What is fruit? Fruit is evidence, right? Fruit is evidence. So when the 9 fruits of the Spirit are evident in us, we know that we're allowing him to lead us. We're listening to that inward witness and that still small voice. Amen.
Right. And something we heard
building
several years ago, anyone who has more input from mainstream media than they do the Word of God, their faith vehicle is going to sputter.
It's going to need maintenance. Yes.
Yeah, the lack of maintenance. That's good. Anyone who has more input from mainstream media than they do the Word of God, their discouragement is self-inflicted. Anyone who has more input, anything other or other things than they do the Word of God, their faith vehicle gauges will reflect those choices.
Amen. I'm so thankful we have the helper, aren't you? Amen. I mean, number one, we have each other. We talked about sharpening each other, and that's why we come, we get encouraged, we get strengthened. We have some more tools to use as we go through our week, but we also have the greater one. We have the helper. That's one of his definitions when Jesus went to the Father, was he would leave the Holy Spirit and he would be with us to help us. And so never to feel like he's far away. Enemy always wants us to feel like he's far away. What did Romans 10 say? He's right there. He's within reach. He's right in us. And all it takes is us calling out to him. And thanking him. Thank you for being close. Mm-hmm. Thank you for helping me. I need help. Amen. And so what a blessing.
Right. And I've said it myself that I don't have time to be in the Word or reading or listening all the time. Mm-hmm. What I've learned is I have time for what I want to have time for. I have time for what I want to have time for. If I want to be in the Word all day long, I can be. I have to carry a charge cord because my phone runs down, but I can be in the Word all day. And I mean, I've got the earbuds, I've got the sync with the pickup, I've got it all. I've got the apps, I've got it all. And I can be there where I want to be. And praise God that my days are filled with the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some days it's not. Mm-hmm. So I look and I go, where can I improve? Mm-hmm. What could I have done different? I know for me, I can improve. When I first get up, I make some coffee. You know, I start to pick up. I'll do this, do that. Mm-hmm. What I need to do when I first get up is just quote one scripture maybe. Just be, let that, the Word, be my first thing. And sometimes you'll probably find yourself, or I'll find myself, if I'll do it, when I do it, mm-hmm. it's a chapter or two or three. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. but we have time to do what we want to do. Amen. We have time to do the maintenance on our faith vehicle that needs to be done.
So the first thing is, what are we hearing? What are our eyes fixed on? What are we listening to? What's getting our attention? That's the first thing. And then the next thing is, what's coming out of our mouths? I mean, we already quoted the one in Matthew, didn't you say it? The out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Because what's in us in abundance is what's going to come out of our mouth. I've said before, you can just meet someone for the first time. Don't really have to know them. Somebody could meet me for the first time and talk to me for 5 minutes. And you can usually hear a theme. Amen. You know, kind of what's coming out of our mouth. You know, what do we say when we... And so it's important to be sure what's in us in abundance, because that's what eventually will come out of our mouth. So, 2 Corinthians 4:13.
Yeah, what we speak is so important. Mm-hmm. It is so important. We do not even realize the power. Mm-hmm. Well, we do, because the Word tells us the power of the tongue is life and death.
Life and death.
There's no gray area.
Yeah.
Do you notice?
Yeah.
It doesn't say life if or death if. Mm-hmm. It says the power of the tongue is life. Or death.
Yes, amen.
Period.
Amen.
The power of the tongue. Mm-hmm. Man, it's so powerful. Just listen to what people are saying. And then if you're really brave, listen to what you are saying.
That's what I was going to say. Listen to what we're saying.
If you're really brave, listen to what you are saying.
Yeah, amen.
You might change some of the things you say. Mm-hmm. Do you know one of the words I used, and I still catch myself using it, is somebody will ask me how I am. I'm fantastic. You know, that's a bad word. Fantastic. Because it is a form of fantasy. So if I catch myself saying fantastic, I say, no, that's not correct. I've had people say, what? What? I said, no, that's not correct. That's a bad word. I'm great, I'm good, I'm awesome. Mm-hmm. Most time I tell everybody I'm so good, there'd be two of me if I was any better. Too much good for one guy. Mm-hmm. Y'all would be in trouble, but I would be good.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, but I just listen to what other people are saying around you.
Yeah.
And then, and ask yourself, would I say that? Do I say that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope not. And then listen to yourself if you're really brave. Mm-hmm. 2 Corinthians 4:13, yet we have the same spirit of faith as he had who wrote, I have believed and therefore have I spoken. we too believe, and therefore we speak.
So there it is. We speak what we believe, right? We speak what we believe. We speak what's in our hearts in abundance. Yep. So one of the things we've said before, because the next thing we're dealing with in our soul man is thoughts, okay? So we've said it before. We were reminded of it in our study the last few weeks. You can't change a thought with a thought. So a thought comes, and you heard him say earlier, that's not my thought. A lot of times it's not, you know, something you might need to be thinking. And so we can instantly diffuse it and say, that's not my thought. But thoughts come from words. So what are we looking at? What are we listening to? What's our attention on? What are we speaking? Because that's going to directly affect what we're thinking. Amen? And my goodness, the word is loaded with thoughts and what we do with thoughts and how we need to, one in particular is renew our mind. That's not one we're sharing, but Romans 12:2 says we're transformed by the renewing of our minds.
Sure.
And we renew our minds with the word, amen? That's how we do it. We renew our minds saying what he says about us and speaking out the truth.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton. For more information, check out our website at www.lighthouseraton.com. Or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/LighthouseRaton. Please join us in person at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings at our new location, 1310 South 2nd Street in Raton, New Mexico. You can support the Lighthouse Radio Ministry by giving online at www.LighthouseRaton.com or send a check to 1310 South 2nd Street, Raton, New Mexico, 87740. Will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness. I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, my to shore. Trouble.